is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. And so from then again, you might say a miracle standpoint, John knew who he was. There wasn't really any question. Yeah, because God revealed to John what the situation would be. He revealed to him that this is how it's going to work out. And so you have to think from John's perspective, well, now he does know, right? Let me say this. God can reveal himself to you in such a is like sitting, or I'm sorry, it's like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sing a dirge, and you did not mourn." Okay. We're looking for some spectacular thing. We're looking for an emotional-driven operation. Now, what's interesting about this is, where do we see our highly emotional-driven things right now? Church, right? Picking on a church, I can't remember exactly where they're located, but their big thing is music. Have you heard their music? Of course you have. Have you heard music that they produce? Of course you have. They're, people say, well, our worship is this, that, and the other. It's, we try to keep it, 15, 20, somewhere in that nature, right? We're not really trying to, we're not dead set on the time, but we know we want to kind of get pumped up, we want to start singing to Jesus, we want to be excited about it, we want to get in there. This group does something different. They have a droning song that will go on for 15 minutes itself. And it's the same repetitive thing. And the music is just so. Places, and oh, listen to our praise band, and and praise and raise your hands. It's like, but after a few minutes, if you're like me, you're worn out. You're like, this ain't going anywhere. I want to hear something good, man. All hell, the power of Jesus' name. Here we are, there's something to sing about. But they sing the same repetitive song. They're looking for an emotion. They're drawing you up. They're excited, they're making you sad, and the lights in the show make it just, they control the emotion of the room. It's almost hypnotic, it's almost psychological the way they're playing the game. And it's like, we're doing these things for you, why aren't you dancing? We're making this, why aren't you sad? It's the mindset of people who use psychology and emotion to direct people. But then you see the flip side of this. Hey, we're doing all these wonderful things. Why aren't you jumping through the hoops and dancing and doing all these wonderful things? What are you doing? This isn't it. But then he rebukes them further. He says, "For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon."
one